When we developed this particular concept, we tried to align existing and proposed roadways so that it was a most efficient flow of vehicles throughout the county. We tried to minimize the impacts on existing development. We took into account some statewide influences, the I-14 corridor, the Texas Central Rail, and something that will be coming up in the near future in terms of finding a different route between Freeport and the Alliance facility in Fort Worth. We tried to improve connections with surrounding counties, and I presented to the Brazos Valley Council of Governments at their last meeting about that connectivity and asked them to comment and provide input to us so that we could better ensure that we have good connections to the north, to the south, to the east, and to the west. If you look at the map, you'll see that existing roads are shown as solid lines. Any proposed roadways are shown as dashed lines. We want people to keep in mind that if they see a dashed line, that means that the roadway alignment could vary as much as a mile in any direction. So again, it's not set in stone. It's just a generalized idea of where we think it will go. And we hope that the public will examine the map with an eye towards how the roadway network will best serve them. So when the public comes to the meeting, we will have a series of five map stations up. They're all the same, so they can go to any station and review the concept. They can ask the staff person at the station if they need any more information about why we chose what we did, why is this road here. There's a comment card that they can fill out, which I provided you a copy of the comment card. They can mark up their handout map and show the changes that they want on the handout map. And if they need assistance, they can go to a person who will be me wearing a black pin, and I can provide personalized attention for anybody that has any kind of disability or just wants to talk further about what's going on with the process. So with that, I'll take any questions that you have, and I'll put up for you the map as you've got it so some of the folks out in the audience can see it. One of the things I did want to point out that's important is the legend down here in the bottom. We are trying to establish a regional requirement for right-of-way widths so that when we do look at proposing new roadways that we're all getting the same size right-of-way so that the roadways will match. This is also important to Brazos County and to you all in particular, because once the MPO adopts it according to legislation that Alan Munger found, it is possible for the Brazos County Commissioner's Court to adopt the same map and then be able to ask for right-of-way be set aside during the development process. It's only available to counties that are in urbanized areas that have an MPO, and so once we adopt it, you will be able to adopt it as well.